This program contains discussions of an adult nature, including sexual content. If you're easily offended, please switch off your radio now.
Pete Price, Dean Sullivan, Paul Jacobs, and Duncan Barks. Battle of the Gods on City Talk 105.9.
City Talk 105.9, this is the voice of Liverpool and this is Battle of the Gobs. If you've just joined us, you have missed a treat. We have got four of City Talk 105.9's biggest egos and gobs on sticks arguing with each other. They've gone at each other's throats. We've got Duncan Barks, we've got Dean Sullivan, we've got Paul Jacobs, and we have the late night legend Pete Price. And they have fallen out already over topics as diverse as footballers' salaries, men's jewellery, and even proportional representation. It was a slow start, but we got there in the end. And we've got a hat of topics going around, which they're drawing their debate discussion points from at random. And Dean Sullivan is next in line to pull it out. So, Dean, if I can ask you to grab Duncan's hat.
Get a good one, Dean. Come on,
I've got older Duncan. No, I have to say, you know, ego. I don't believe I have an ego.
Oh, just pull the bloody thing out. Yeah. I was a fan of Brookside, you soft thing. I've got an ego.
All right, well, go on then.
That makes two of
you. Here we go.
Were you in Brookside?
I was a teacher as well.
I'll tell you what.
Come on. Come on, Jimmy.
Here we go. Oh, no.
Go ahead. Who's this one going to suit? Who's it going to suit?
Who would it suit? It could suit all of us, actually.
All right, go on.
Gay marriage. Equal rights or pandering to a vocal minority.
Interesting.
Fascinating.
Gay marriage. Well, I'll start it because I plucked it out. I will first of all make the point or argue the point. Marriage should be taken out of that. Marriage is a straight thing. Marriage, the union between a man and a woman, marriage means that. I don't believe in gay marriage. I believe in gay unions, civil partnerships or whatever.
What's the difference?
Marriage, the connotation of marriage is... marriage has always been a man and a woman, hasn't it?
Marriage means it becomes official, doesn't it?
Well, marriage does, yes. In this country, yes, it does. Yeah.
Well, I'm with Dean, first of all. I've got to say, absolutely 100%.
That's news.
If I had a relationship, I would want a civil partnership. And the only reason... only reason is, why shouldn't my partner come to hospital if I'm dying because he's next of kin? Why shouldn't he get everything I've earned? And why shouldn't he get my pensions? Why should I have to do it in a will? It makes me
angry. Though, Peter?
But you can't leave everything. You can't leave the fact that he's next of kin. He can't be there for you. You can't arrange the funeral arrangements by law until you cross over and write it in. Why should you write that? If I've worked hard all my life, which I have, what I've got, I would like to leave to somebody. Unfortunately, there's no one to leave it to right now. Anyone out there, I am available. I just get very angry, and I agree with you, Dean, totally. And all these shams, and I love him to death. I love Elton. I love all of them. But I think it's a load of garbage celebrating and kissing in public and all that. To me, it's still extremely
private.
Why
is that a sham? Why do you think that's a sham? Elton John, who's
sorry, I beg your pardon, I'll change that then. Not sham. Right. I think it's a farce. Right. I think it's a farce. Any excuse for a party, and it annoys me. If you love somebody, you don't have to announce it to the world like that.
I agree with you on everything you've just said, actually. I think when it comes to wills and next of kin, I think it's only right and fair. It doesn't matter if you're gay or not gay or whatever the correct terminology is. I think everyone should have equal rights. What I do get frustrated about continually is, and I want certainly Pete your view on this and Dean's as well, is you have in this country, you have a gay rights lobby, okay? And one person in my which is Peter Tatchell. Okay, and I think 9 times out of 10, Peter Tatchell speaks a hell of a lot of sense.
Yeah,
I'm glad there are people like Peter Tatchell on
and
the planet.
And gets nothing but abuse
to take on people like Robert Mugabe. I'm not going to abuse him. What I'm going to say is
I want to say he gets abuse. I'm not suggesting you would.
But it's not abuse.
Yeah, right.
What does frustrate me is the fact there was a story a few months ago about the royal palaces who weren't going to stock a gay and lesbian guide to London. Yeah. Now, Tatchell said this is blatant homophobia, and the people who are running these palaces were going, look, we stack about 10 or 12 guides. We simply do not need any more. Now, when someone champions that cause, I struggle with that because I look at it as someone who's been involved in business and run business before and think, Do you know what? That could quite easily be a simple business decision. How many guys to London do you need? You know, one bit of the palace looks the same as the other. But when people like Peter Tatchell come out and say it's blatant homophobia, I sometimes wonder whether or not that belittles the real homophobic issues that exist.
I agree with you, but I don't like Peter Tatchell. I hate the way he thinks he has the right to out somebody. How dare he have the right to out somebody because it suits him, because he doesn't agree with his views?
No, I think he outs people that he thinks are hypocrites.
But he's not God.
No, he does it for publicity as well, massively so. The big I am.
Well, he's probably getting the publicity for his cause.
I'm representing everybody that's gay. It's like, you know, I should be the gay prime minister.
I don't think he says that at all.
Of course he does.
Where's he said that?
So many times.
Where's he said that?
No, he doesn't say it, but that's what it appears. That's the perception, I think, of the general public about Tatchell.
Well, perception is different from what he actually says.
I think if you canvassed 1,000 people and they say, Peter Tatchell, what do you think of him? Who does he represent? What does he represent? Does he represent it the right way? I think there's... Well, he goes OTT.
He's a gay activist that's actually standing up for a lot of people who are downtrodden, abused.
But he takes it over the hill so many times. He takes advantage of his situation.
I'll give you an example why he takes it over the hill, Dean, and I'd love your views on this. When I had the homophobic treatment in the mental home, when I was cured of being gay, which we won't go into right now, it's a dreadful story. Years later... He has now started a campaign, him and a couple of other cronies, to sue the NHS for the way we were treated. And they approached me about it. I don't want to sue the NHS for the way I was treated 20, 30 years ago.
Why do you not feel you were abused?
I was abused.
With what you went through.
But I'm not going to make everybody here suffer when the NHS is cracking at the seams.
Well, surely the point is, it's no one else's business apart from yours. Why should someone else
should
back that as a bandwagon? And that's the point I wanted to make. Yeah. I sometimes think, and you know, I broadly agree, and I'll say it again, you know, I am glad there are people like Peter Tatchell on the planet, you know, because we need more activists. We need more people to stand up and fight for what they believe in is the correct and right thing to do. But I struggle sometimes with the issues he champions, because I find myself going... Actually, you know, some of the things, and again, I go back to this Palace Guide thing, I just think it belittles the real homophobic issues that exist. Who gives a flying
fig? Yeah, he uses and abuses his position.
If the Tower of London is not stopping a gay in London, a gay London guidebook, it doesn't matter.
Well, maybe some gay people actually have an issue with that.
Explain.
Why?
You accept it could be a very straightforward... You know, there are loads of guides out for London, you know, in various languages. Just because somewhere is not stocking a gay and lesbian London guide does not make them a homophobic organisation.
No. It's a broader issue than that.
But what's the issue then?
The broader issue is that why shouldn't gay, lesbian, transgender people have their voice, their guidebook, in wherever? Why not?
Why, though? I fought the cause for many, many years to be accepted.
Yep.
Totally. And that's what I want. I don't want to march down the street to say, you will accept me.
What do you mean
you don't
by
want to be
accepted,
mortal,
Peter?
But
what does accepted mean to you?
What accepted is, as long as I have a circle of friends that know who I am and what I am, what happens behind closed doors is nothing to do with anybody else. And what annoys me, Dean, is all the guides, all the homophobic march, all the marches in the world will not change the same as they won't change them over the colour of your skin. You won't change people's ideas. It's a vile sin in the eyes of some people.
Well,
and you'll never change
sadly,
them.
Isn't
yeah.
there?
You'll
and that's,
never change
the worst
them.
Possible area.
But I worked hard and I don't want a gay area
not,
in Liverpool.
Do you not think that should be continued, though, the work that you've done or whatever, you know, what you're suggesting there? Do you not think that... That should continue. Why don't you want a gay area in Liverpool? Why?
I'll tell you exactly why. Because I don't want to be ghettoized.
It's alienate you.
I just want to be part of everyone.
Because it would alienate
like
you. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't want to be, you know, let's go. Everyone knows
you,
where the gay
area is. Seriously, do you support that? A gay area of Liverpool? Surely that creates a ghetto. That is creating problems.
That's a target
isn't
for,
I know what you're
that's
saying.
A target
I
for abuse,
know,
isn't it?
I do know what you're saying there.
Massively
yes, I agree
so.
With you. Yes, it can be a target of for abuse or whatever. Yeah, but... Why should there not be an identifiable area in the city where those gay people who feel that they can only identify and connect with people of a like persuasion. But if why can't they have an area to go to that they believe that they believe is theirs?
But if gay people want to be integrated in society as a whole, that's certainly a negative thing.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is there are people who say
it would be
I want to go to a pub when I feel I can go in there as a gay man and feel comfortable, or a gay woman.
We've got a gay scene in Manchester, which is Canal Street, and all the straight hen and stag nights go to take the mickey out of the gays. That's why they go, and they
don't agree with you. No, they go there because they know that the gays are having a better time than the straights. That's why they go, actually. That's why they're all queuing up to get into Canal Street.
It would be a massive step backwards, I think, because you would just create a ghetto. And actually, sadly, the people who are homophobic in 2008, 2009, the people who are racist in 2008, 2009, you could do nothing better than to hand them the big stick of creating a gay ghetto in any city for them to actually target their hatred towards. It's sad, but it's true. Yeah. Integration is the key. I think we're a long way to go. I think we've got a hell of a long way to go, but we're probably better than we ever have been before. And I just go back to this point. You know, for people like Peter Tatchell to champion the cause of gay rights, I absolutely agree. You know, when it comes to wills, when it comes to inheritance, it should be no issue. Everyone should be treated exactly the same. But where I get frustrated and where I don't think he does his cause any favours, or actually the cause of any gay man or gentleman in this country, is when he starts going, oh, well, you know, a palace somewhere in Westminster doesn't stock a gay and lesbian guide. Therefore, that makes them homophobic.
And integration.
It's utter crap. And all it does is it sets back the cause.
And integration applies to all other minorities as well.
I was going
to
say, all other minorities. When you're talking about wills and everything, it should happen with couples that live together without marriage. Yeah. It should happen right across the board.
Yeah.
Fantastic, there we go, we all agreed, all of a sudden.
No, we didn't. What are you talking about? Were you not listening?
Where were you?
I'd nodded off for a while, but they agreed on that one point, and thankfully that was in good time as well, because we're going to take a short break for the news here on City Talk 105.9. This is Battle of the Gobs. There's another hour of this to come, and there is a lot more topics left in that felt hat to be pulled out and debated by our four titans of conversation, who are Dean Sullivan, Duncan Barks, Pete Price and Paul Jacobs. That's all coming up very shortly on City Talk 105.9.
Still to come on Battle of the Gobs. Prostitution, dating, plastic surgery, theatre versus cinema, reality TV, and is Liverpool racist? Stay tuned for another hour with the Titans of Talk. Battle of the Gobs on City Talk 105.9.
No issue whatsoever anyone using a prostitute if both people are consenting adults. You see, if both people are consenting adults, I don't think it really matters in any way, shape or form. And if it happens to be, you know, a straight financial transaction and both people are happy with that, who cares? What annoys me is the fact in this country, when it comes to the attitudes towards sex, we are stuck in the past. You know, we've got this Victorian baggage.
Why don't we, as a society, talk about sex? Most people don't. What are they frightened of?
But you see, you take your girlfriend out for dinner, and you buy her dinner, and you there expect sex. Isn't that prostitution?
Do you really? Do you really? No, I don't think I've been with a woman sexually before the fourth or fifth date, at least.
Oh, I can beat you on that. I haven't since I was 17.
Well, there you go.
Broadcasters, we pussyfoot around it. God, what can I say? What can't I say? Someone might say, you have concerns about immigration, therefore that makes you racist. Well, I've got concerns about immigration. Doesn't make me racist, but I still have the right to raise those concerns.
Duncan, where does this statement fit into your definition of racism? I get this all the time on air. They come over here opening their late night shops.
Yeah.
What the hell is that all about?
That's ignorance. And, you know, I can wax lyrical about this for a long, long time because I studied it in a different area of my life. Again,
I got to the middle page, and there's me auntie with a name and address.
No.
To which?
No, your auntie.
To which I ran downstairs and went, Mum, with me cake still on my passage, she went, dirty little. And all my mates were so excited, and they said, let's go and see if she wants any messages. Let's go and do some. She told us she was a model. She didn't say what she was modeling.